Do you like music that's heavy and dark?
I do.
Then tune in to the Metal Dad Radio Show, Thursdays at 7 p.m., Fridays at 9 p.m., only on CygnusRadio.com.
Side of the tracks. Welcome back, everybody, to another edition. I'm your host, Chip McCabe, and as we do every Tuesday at 7 p.m., Wednesdays at 1 in the afternoon, and always in the Cygnus Radio archives of CygnusRadio.com, bringing the best in all things Americana-ish. And for these next 2 weeks, our last two shows of 2024, bringing you some of the best of 2024. And that right there was the Black Crowes, Bedside Manners, and that comes off of a record they released back in March called Happiness Bastards, their ninth studio album. And one that I thoroughly enjoyed. I really dug this record. And that right there, one of the lead singles, Bedside Manners, I thought was just a fantastic tune. And that's what you're going to get for the majority of this show and next week's show. We're still going to do some classic country stuff for you, but we're going to really focus these next 2 weeks on albums that came out in 2024 that I thoroughly enjoyed, that fall into this sort of Americana pantheon that we like to celebrate here at Wrong Side of the Tracks. So there will be no Wrong Side of the Tracks on Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve nights, because who the hell is listening to radio shows then? Well, I would. But At least on New Year's, I would. We will be back after our little two-week hiatus, first week in January. So you've got this week and next week, in which we're going to be celebrating in no type of countdown fashion. I know on the Metal Dad Radio Show, we actually count down our top 20 albums of the year. We're not doing that here. We're just going to throw out stuff that we really liked in no particular order. But these first two songs, Black Crowes and this next artist, were two of my most anticipated records of the year when I found out that they were putting out albums in 2024. Black Crowes, because I've been a fan since the 90s. This artist, because I've been a fan for quite a bit, not since the 90s. I don't even know if she was born in the 90s. But Sierra Ferrell put out a phenomenal record that I was very much looking forward to called Trail of Flowers. We'll tell you more about it when we come back. Here's a track off that. It's Sierra Ferrell. This is Lighthouse. It's Wrong Side of the Tracks.
1, 2, 3.
Just 5 miles from wherever
I am. The air was so thick, it'd been kissed by the water, and there were signs of busier times. I sat down and cried right beside the green river, riddled with rhythms and rhymes. And Daddy can't take you home anymore, coal company hauled it away. And Peabody's train is still rolling on and keeps getting longer each day. Up on Old Eagle Hill, and I found that old prison in the woods. I stepped inside and I nearly lost my mind, back where John Prine once stood. It seemed like a dream, the most fairy tale thing that this here country boy could ever find. No wonder why young John immortalized in song, to relive 3 minutes at a time. And Daddy can't take you home anymore, the coal company hauled it away. And Peabody's train is still rolling on and keeps getting longer each day.
Well, I woke up this morning in Muhlenberg County, Kentucky, just feet from the Rochester Dam. I was on my way to hell with paradise awaiting, just 5 miles from wherever I am.
Heaven only knows what's in store for us. So we go, go, go directly toward the silence and the reverie, pyramids of memory. Heaven only knows. If you love me, let me know. Why are we away? And when we go, go, go directly toward the silence and the reverie, the pyramids of memory. Heaven only knows. Dopes with microscopes, they magnify our tears. Those fools with molecules are born and disappear. And reverie, the pyramids of memory. Heaven only knows. Heaven only knows.
Thank you. is torture. A weight I cannot bear. Why do I give everything to someone who ain't even there? So baby, please shine.
Sometimes you hear a song and it just melds to your brain and sticks with you for a long time. And for me, one of those songs from 2024 was that one right there. Nicolette and the Nobodies from Ontario, Canada, doing a track called Show Up, which is just, when you listen to the lyrics, it's one of the saddest damn songs you're ever going to hear. But man, is it gorgeous. And Nicolette, the namesake of the band, pipes. Man, does she have pipes. Phenomenal, phenomenal tune. Comes off a record called The Long Way, which you can find at nicoletteandthenobodies.bandcamp.com. Phenomenal album that dropped back in April. I've been listening to it ever since. It is great. Before that, we gave you a track from an artist from my backyard here in Connecticut, Mercy Choir, who's been doing it for a long time and has been doing it really well for a long time. And Mercy Choir dropped a new record called Peace Shoots and Prayer Cards. That was back in May, and we gave you a track off it called Heaven. You can find that at mercychoir.bandcamp.com. Before that, another cat out of Canada, Jay Gavin, who put out a record called Road Ready. And that record dropped back in May as well, and we gave you a track off of that called Rhythms and Rhymes. And you can find that at jgavin.bandcamp.com. Fantastic stuff, as is the new Sierra Ferrell. Trail of Flowers is the name of the album. Came out on Rounder Records back in March. We gave you a track off of called Lighthouse. Fantastic album. You can find it at sierraferrell.bandcamp.com. All right, so from one set of killer pipes, Nicolette and the Nobodies, to another set of killer pipes that had me swooning this year. It's from an artist by the name of Ruth Moody. I'll tell you more about Ruth's new album when we come back, but here's a track off it right now. This is Ruth Moody. This is 17. This is Wrong Side of the Tracks.
I remember trying to draw your face. How many times every line did I erase to get it right? I remember walking up your street. I try and time it just right so that we might meet. Then I call out your
be alone. through the cold night. Over the horizon, I see the leaking, legs are weak and I can't rest my mind. ourselves when we're searching for a river so we can worry less. But alas, just like the water, you can't use a clenched fist when you're searching for a river and Mother Nature's kiss. Whoa, whoa, slow and steady. You gotta find the current when the road gets a little heavy. I'll jump off the pavement and into the river flow. Front row to Mother Nature's show.
Side of the tracks, and that right there, four albums that I really, really liked in 2024, including a band out of LA called West of Texas, because LA is indeed West of Texas. Hot Motel Nights was the name of the album, and we gave you a track right there called Wall of Memories. Just a great honky-tonking tune off a fantastic record. You can find it at westoftexas.bandcamp.com. Before that, a band called the High Hawks. And they dropped an album earlier this year called Mother Nature's Show, and we gave you the title track off of that bad boy. You can find that at thehighhawks.com. And before that, a band out of Montreal called Steel Saddle, who dropped a self-titled record all the way back in July. And we gave you the track also called Steel Saddle, which I like because, you know, there's Black Sabbath, Black Sabbath, Black Sabbath, and Iron Maiden, Iron Maiden, Iron Maiden. Well, now we have Steel Saddle off of Steel Saddle by Steel Saddle. Love it. Which, by the way, just I'm thinking this right now as I put this show together, and I put these bands back to back, not on purpose. It just kind of flowed that way. But the High Hawks and Steel Saddle, y'all need to reach out to each other and go on tour together because I think it would be a baller tour. I'm just just throwing that out there. Those two bands match up really well. And then starting off the block, Ruth Moody, who you might know that name from the Waylon Jennies, who we have played on this show numerous times. But Ruth Moody, her solo record entitled Wanderer came out earlier this year. We gave you a track off of that called 17. Just phenomenal, phenomenal voice. Love Ruth Moody. Love the Waylon Jennies, but really love the solo stuff as well. All right, so there you go. So that's 8, 9 songs off of 9 albums that I really dug this year. Next week, we'll do maybe 9 or 10 more. But I wanted to take a second to recognize something we lost in 2024, because it wasn't all new albums and good music. It never is, right? But just a couple months ago, on September 28th, we lost Kris Kristofferson, who passed away at the age of 88 years old, one of my all-time favorite country artists, but also just one of my all-time favorite sort of celebrity artists, period, because when I was growing up, you know, we're talking like early 80s here, Kris Kristofferson was the dude. He was the man, right? And I grew up watching movies like Convoy, which is not a great movie, but Kris Kristofferson is the rubber duck. I wanted to be this guy. And then you discover his music, and I'm like, I want to write songs like this guy. I can't do either of those things. But I'm certainly not as good looking as Kris Kristofferson, and I sure as shit can't write songs like him. But I can play his music, and we can continue to celebrate him. So let's give you one of my all-time favorite Kris Kristofferson tunes right now. Why Me, Lord? It's Wrong Side of the Tracks.
Why me, Lord? What have I ever done to deserve even one of the pleasures I've known? Tell me, Lord, what did I ever do that was worth loving you? For the kindness you've shown, Lord, help me, Jesus, I've wasted it, so help me, Jesus, I know what I am. So help me, Jesus, my soul's in your hands. Try me, Lord, if you think there's a way I can try to repay all I've taken from you. Maybe, Lord, I can show someone else what I've been through myself on my way back to you. Lord, help me, Jesus, I've wasted it, so help me, Jesus, I know what I am. So help.
my soul's in your hand.
Sometimes when he comes home, I'm cooking breakfast. I haven't slept away. If my man's been doing me wrong, to think he might be out with another woman makes my temper rise with jealousy. But all these years I've never caught him cheating. I guess he needs some time away from me. But when he everything all right today, I'd rather wander a little and have his loving. Cause when he loves me all the way. Everything all right today. I'd rather wander a little and have his loving. Cause when he loves me all the way. Cause when he loves me all the way.
I can feel them when I hold you. I just tremble and my passion rises high. For the flavor of your sweet lips keeps me hungry. It's a hunger that only you can satisfy. Got me all over for you, all over me. And it's a feeling made for lovers only. All over's for you, all over me. Got the all over's for you, all over me. And it's a feeling made for lovers only. The all over's for you, all over me, all over.
clock just now struck ten. Darling, I had to call you to our favorite place again.
We know it's wrong for us to meet, but the fire's gone out at home, and there's nothing cold as ashes after the fire is gone.
Keep hanging on. This is not the time, but even though I'm holding you, Lord, I know he's still on your mind. There's someone else you're hiding behind your tender smile, and I've been hurt like this before, but honey, not in quite a while. Here comes the hurt again. You'd think that I'd learn. The more I believe in love, the more I get burned. That I'm used to the pain. Here comes the hurt again. But I'm used to the pain.
Wrong Side of the Tracks, and there you go, block of some classic country music from the 1970s. I started with an artist we lost and then just kind of rabbit-holed, as I have been wont to do over these last few weeks. And that right there, a track that I first heard on the Urban Cowboy soundtrack in 1980, but that Urban Cowboy soundtrack version was a re-release, and the song was originally released in 1978. It was a top 10 hit for Mickey Gilley. Here Comes the Hurt Again. Went to number 9 on the country charts in 1978, released in July of that year. Before that, one of the greatest country duos of all time, Conway Twitty and Loretta Lynn, who in January of 1971 released After the Fire Is Gone, a song written by a guy named L.E. White, by the way, who was a fiddle player for Bill Monroe back in the day, but also a great songwriter. And Conway and Loretta's version, of course, would go to number 1 on the country charts and win them a Grammy for Best Duo Group with Vocal in 1971. Before that, we gave you a track called Got the All Overs for You All Over Me, which was a big hit in 1972 for Freddie Hart. Went to number 1 on the country charts that year, released in October of 72. Before that, Tammy Wynette, He Loves Me All the Way. That song, you know, I listen to the lyrics of that song and I'm like, it's dated, but that's all right. Tammy Wynette, a lot of the stuff from the early 70s, very dated. That was from 1970, number 1 hit for Tammy Wynette, stayed number 1 for 3 weeks. And starting off the block, Kris Kristofferson, Why Me, or Why Me Lord, however you want to note it, a song that he released in March of 1973, one of my favorite Kris Kristofferson tunes, out of many, and one that features Larry Gatlin and his soon-to-be wife at that time, Rita Coolidge, on backing vocals. Why Me was a huge hit for Kris Kristofferson. Would go to number 1 in a lot of places, including the Billboard Country charts here and in Canada as well. All right, so I'm going to finish off this show the way we always do, as a tribute to the man, Mr. Willie Nelson, who is still kicking and still putting out records. He put out 2 albums in 2024, because of course he did. All he does is put out albums and go on tour, still at 90-some-odd years old. But the first album he put out in 2024 came out back in May. It's called The Border, and I think it's one of his strongest albums he's put out in quite some time, in all honesty. And there's a bunch of tunes on there written by people like Rodney Crowell and Buddy Cannon, but also Willie co-wrote a handful of songs off this album as well, including this one with Buddy Cannon, this track called Once Upon a Yesterday. Until next week, kids, stay on the wrong side of the tracks.
Once upon a yesterday, we were children working hard at play. Tomorrow was a world away. Time was standing still. The magic of the radio taught us songs we didn't know. We sang them loud and we sang them low. Once upon a yesterday, we heard them sing on Saturday night. Kitty and Roy and Hank, and for a lot of what we know of love and truth, we have them to thank. Once upon a yesterday, words were swirling in my mind with melodies that fit the rhyme. once upon a yesterday. Yesterday, tomorrow came and went away, and I wrote another song to play. Once upon a yesterday.